Angie, what PolitiFact specifically checked out was this statement by Congressman Deutsch. Florida refused to allow the insurance commissioner to negotiate lower rates with companies or refuse rates that are too high under Obamacare. True or false?
We rated this true. We're talking about the insurance market for people who have to go out and buy health insurance on their own. So they don't get Medicare, they don't get it through an employer. And the federal health care law said states will be able to tell insurance companies no if the rates are too high. But what happened was that earlier this year, the Florida legislature got into this and said, we don't know enough about the law. It's very complex. So we're just going to let the federal government take care of denying excessive rate increases. Well, the problem with that is the federal government doesn't have the legal authority to do that. So Deutsch's complaint with the state is right. They did say we're not going to refuse excessive rate increases, and they put that into effect in law for 2 years. So we rated Deutsch's statement true.
Now, it could be that it was so complicated that nobody understood and they thought they'd leave it up to the federal government and nobody knew that the feds really didn't have that authority.
There was definitely some confusion on the part of state legislators. But the upshot is the state of Florida now does not have the authority to refuse these excessive rate increases for people who have to go out and buy health insurance on their own.
While we're on the Obamacare beat, Angie, let's talk a little bit about Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who is now leading a fight to block funding of the ACA as a way to stop its implementation come October. On the Sean Hannity show recently, Rubio said that the ACA is a broken and failed experiment that will be a disaster for the economy and a threat to people who are already happily insured.
They have a doctor they've been seeing for the last 15 or 20 years. They won't be able to keep going to that doctor.
This seems to be an argument I've heard before, Angie. What's PolitiFact's ruling on this?
We rated this one mostly false. And it all comes down to if your insurance plan changes, you might have to go see a different doctor. Now, people who get insurance through work where the plans change every year, they know what I'm talking about. Sometimes the network changes and that sort of thing. Now, that was the case before Obamacare. So Rubio's statement, it doesn't apply to people on Medicare. They shouldn't see any big changes. The experts say that the employer-provided plans that most people get through work, those shouldn't see big changes. The people who might see big changes are the ones who have to go and buy insurance on their own. But overall, this idea that Obamacare forces people out of seeing specific doctors, it's misleading, and we rated it mostly false.
Angie Holin of PolitiFact Florida, do you think you'll ever be done fact-checking Obamacare?
I do not foresee an end to this at this point.